Hi, and welcome to your audio insight from hypnosisdownloads.com on how to deal with verbal insults without getting defensive or losing your cool. I'm Roger Elliott of Uncommon Knowledge. So why am I talking about insults? Well, just the other day I was at a friend's house, and there were a few of us there. We were watching my friend on TV as she'd been a contestant on a game show in which she'd had to buy up items and sell them for a profit. It was great fun watching her. It was so funny seeing her on TV, and we all had a good laugh. And we know that she's certainly someone who can laugh at herself. Anyway, at the end of the show, my friend started getting loads of text messages from other friends who'd seen her on TV, and at first she was enjoying it, but then she came across a message that left her gobsmacked. It was from someone she worked with. She read the message out to us, and it said, "Saw you on TV just now. I'll not send you out to shop if I ever want to make a profit, and I don't think there was one scene in which you didn't have a double chin." And that was it. None of us could believe the negativity of the message, which certainly read like an insult, especially as apparently this person doesn't normally make jokes. So, it got me thinking about insults. Why do they happen? How do we deal with them? And how can we be sure it even is an insult? Well, to start with, not all insults are created equal. There's a couple of different kind of insults that we encounter. The first kind of insult's what I call an ambiguous insult. It may be hard to see that it even is an insult. This might take the form of a backhanded compliment, such as, "You were so funny tonight, you don't normally look comfortable when you're around other people." At first, this certainly seems like a compliment, but there's a sting in the tail, as the positive is then described as the exception to what normally happens. This is the subtlest kind of insult, maybe more British, in which you're not even sure whether you have been insulted. And it's like the insulter wants to have their cake and eat it too, you know. They want to deliver a bad feeling to you, but then be able to claim they didn't mean it, or it was a joke, or even that it was a compliment and you're being oversensitive. Of course, maybe they are just insensitive and genuinely didn't mean to be insulting. For me, a true insult is where the person intentionally inflicts a bad feeling, although when a person uses this kind of passive-aggressive communication, that intention may be subconscious. There are so many other examples of this more indirect form of insult. Someone might see a photo of you from last year and say, "You were so slim back then," with the implication that you're fat now. Or, "You wouldn't like the movie because it deals with quite deep things which you'd have to think about." In these kinds of statements, the insult is quite subtle, implied rather than stated outright, and because they're ambiguous, we might feel as if we're the ones being oversensitive if we would challenge them. Sometimes in these situations, it helps to remember that there's a good chance the person who sees fit to deliver such insults may have all kinds of resentments or jealousies that cause them to communicate in such passive-aggressive ways. Then there's the good old direct insult, which is, if nothing else, unambiguous. Examples of the direct insult are "You always this stupid?" or "You're such a jerk." If nothing else, at least you know you've been properly insulted. This is beyond passive-aggressive, this is just plain aggressive. People insult others for all sorts of reasons. It might be to gain one-upmanship, to dominate or rise up in the pecking order, to raise themselves up by putting you down, or it might be because they're jealous or angry, either in general or with you specifically. But whatever the reason, you are the one who has to deal with the insult. The insulter has pressed a psychological button, and what that button does or doesn't do determines on how you react to the insult. So what is the best way to deal with an insult? Well, first off, I think we need to consider whether, you know, is it an insult or is it just ribbing? In Scotland, where I live, people playfully take verbal potshots at one another as a sign that they're friends. If I take a look at the SMS threads on my phone, a good proportion of them are pals taking the mickey out of me or vice versa. It's as if to say, we're close enough to be able to take the mickey out of one another without it mattering. It can be a sign of social acceptance. So there is such a thing as being too touchy or defensive and seeing insults in place of affection or genuinely taking things the wrong way. Defensiveness can be as detrimental to relationships as being harshly critical of others, and of course we need a balance. Someone who playfully banters with you will also be decent and kind to you, and therefore if they do occasionally rib you, then you can tell it's actually a form of affection, and they'll be happy for you to do it back to them. But what about real insults? Well, being insulted is one thing, but accepting that insult is something else. Insults have been flung around for a long time. Nearly 1,200 years ago, Seneca the Younger said, "It is often better not to see an insult than to avenge it." If someone tries to plant an insult, but you don't let it take in your mind and refuse to let it grow, it's the insulter's problem, not yours. And as Eleanor Roosevelt once said, No one can insult you without your permission. So an insult without a response is like a cast stone that misses its target. This means we can ignore insults as though they're not part of decent human communication, as, in fact, so often they are not. Of course, this is often easier said than done. To be able to ignore insults, we need to learn to keep calm and relaxed, so as to be able to emotionally rise above the insult attempt. I'll talk more about how we can do that in a second. But there's something else we can also do with an insult, so as to offset hurt feelings. Here's what the great Dr. Milton Erickson had to say about receiving an insult. You don't take insults. You leave them with the insulter. It's his problem. Always turn any insult, always misunderstand it as a compliment, and that baffles the person. If someone says, "Are you really that stupid?" you can say, "Only on Wednesdays." Yet, what can you do with that answer? What are they going to do with your very stupid remark? They're going to try to make sense out of it, and that's their problem. Always turn an insult from someone into their problem, not yours. So we can ignore an insult, pretend it didn't happen, or we can use it by reframing it in a baffling way, by responding with something nonsensical, like, "Are you really that stupid? Only on Wednesdays." "Are you an idiot? I wish I was." Now that makes no sense at all as an answer, but it doesn't have to, because the insult itself made no sense in the first place. And now the insulter has to figure out how to respond to your response. Always make the insulter work harder than you do. So when my friend received that nasty text the other day, I recommended that she respond by simply texting, "Glad you like the show as much as everyone else here." Of course, we can get angry when we feel insulted. And if it happens a lot, I suggest you use self-hypnosis to imagine yourself responding to a highly critical person, only with calm, and even enjoying the situation as a chance to exercise some creativity. Milton Erickson also recommended if someone is truly insulting, to ask them if that's all they've got, and why can't they think of anything else to insult you about? This is a kind of paradoxical response in which you actually encourage the bad behaviour, so that now the person is doing what you dictate. My friend and colleague Mark Tyrrell told me an amusing story about a time he worked in a hostel for the homeless. Apparently the hostel started receiving obscene phone calls from an anonymous caller. The calls would be picked up by various members of staff or sometimes tenants who would feel threatened and appalled by the disgusting language of the caller. One member of staff, however, had been in the British Navy for 26 years. He picked up the phone to this caller and, after listening to his foul-mouthed tirade, laughed and said, "That's nothing," and proceeded to rant back at him with expletives and foul imagery gleaned from decades in the armed forces. Eventually, the caller said, "You're truly disgusting," hung up, and never called again. So, is that all you've got? Can be an extremely effective response to a criticism. And insults are interesting because there's always some message behind them. The person may be genuinely angry with you, but accepting responsibility for some wrong that you may have done is not the same as accepting an insult. Or the real message behind an insult may be something like, "I'm jealous of you," or "I feel you're superior to me and this is my way of trying to flatten you down to my level again." Or they may be saying, "I'm angry at life." The emotional incontinence of the insulter may have them trying to assuage these feelings by verbally lashing out at others, including you. So when someone insults you, there's a few things you can do. First of all, decide if someone's really meaning to insult you, and if you're not sure, then you might as well laugh it off anyway. From there, you can ignore the insult, you can misunderstand the insult, or even take it as a compliment, as my friend did when she replied to her colleague's text, saying she was pleased she'd like the TV show appearance, which the person hadn't said at all. You can give an irrational response. It doesn't have to be rational, because an insult is never rational. Use Erickson's "only on Wednesdays" principle. Make the insulter do the work in figuring out what you're on about. And finally, you can paradoxically encourage the insults by asking, "Is that all you've got?" Asking for more insults is definitely not what the insulter is after. And if you find yourself getting too emotional with an insulter, you can use self-hypnosis to change your emotional response from one of anxiety or anger to calm and detachment. Or better still, amusement. And finally, in the words of another ancient philosopher, Epictetus, "It is not he who reviles or strikes you who insults you, but your opinion that these things are insulting." He was talking about insults from over 2,000 years ago. I wonder, where will the insults of today be in 2,000 years' time? So I hope you found this interesting and useful. And to listen to over 50 other audio insights, you can join the hypnosisdownloads.com members section, the Growth Zone. Members get access to all the downloads on the site, plus exclusive members-only downloads. To find out more, just go to hypnosisdownloads.com and click on the Join Us link at the top. I'm Roger Elliott of Uncommon Knowledge. I hope you enjoyed this audio insight from hypnosisdownloads.com.